Section 4C-1, Conservation Translocations, previously known as Reintroduction Programs. In 1988, the Species Survival Commission of the IUCN established the Reintroduction Specialist Group, RSG, to join the expertise and information on reintroduction projects worldwide. The RSG stores information and data on hundreds of reintroductions that have taken place over the past 20 years. The process of a species reintroduction is a hard and expensive one, and because it is still fairly new, it has had some failures, but also some successes. The information collected so far has led to a series of guidelines being drawn up to help prevent these mistakes being repeated. In 2017, the program was redefined as conservation translocations. What is a conservation translocation? Conservation translocation is the deliberate movement and release of organisms from one location to another. It must result in having conservational benefit to more than just the translocated organism, i.e., restoring ecosystem functions. Conservation translocations includes population restorations within a species' historical and natural range, and conservation introductions outside a species' historical and natural range. Population restorations within a species' range includes two types, reinforcement and reintroduction. Population restorations reinforcement is the movement and release of an organism into an existing population of the same species. This is sometimes referred to as restocking. The aims of reinforcements is to enhance population viability, which can be done by increasing population size, by increasing genetic diversity, or by increasing the representation of specific groups or life cycle stages. Population restoration, reintroduction is the movement and release of an organism inside its historical and natural range from which it has disappeared. The aims of reintroductions to re-establish a viable population of the species within its historical and natural range. Conservation introductions outside a species range includes two types: assisted colonization and ecological replacement. Conservation introductions, assisted colonization is the movement and release of an organism outside its historic and natural range to avoid extinction. Conservation introductions, ecological replacement is the movement and release of an organism outside its historic and natural range to perform a specific ecological function. This is used to re-establish an ecological function lost through extinction and will often be the most suitable existing subspecies, or a close relative of the extinct species within the same genus. Designing conservation translocations. A successful conservation translocations involves the following: long-term planning, the release of a large number of animals, the involvement of the local people. The design of each conservation translocations is unique to each species. For different animals, different approaches are necessary. In general, there are two types of releases. Hard release, this is where the animals are released and have to fend for themselves. Soft release, this is a more gradual process. The animals are provided with food and forward/or shelter until they are able to cope on their own in the wild. This is a more time-consuming and expensive process, but usually the most appropriate method of release. Costs of conservation translocations. Conservation translocations can be expensive, due to the conservation translocations doing more than just releasing the animals. For example, the release program for the golden lion tamarins in Brazil, the budget not only covered the release but also education within the local community, management and reforestation, translocation, studies of other flora and fauna of the area, internships for students and other long-term field studies of the wild population. Funding for such programs comes from donations from local and international conservation groups via fundraising, from funding by zoos and also via publicity and the interest generated by this. How long does it take? A project can be considered successful once a reintroduced population can sustain itself in the wild. It may take several generations until this can be made certain, and results do vary between species. Other factors such as securing the land, working with government departments, breeding a healthy release population and raising the funds all adds time to any realized project. Some projects can take over 100 years. Factors to consider during a conservation translocations. There are many factors that need addressing before a conservation translocations is to take place. The following are the main factors in the wild that need to be investigated before the conservation translocations is to take place. Security. The reason why the animal become extinct in its natural range must be removed and prevented to occur again. Biology, habitat preference, social and feeding behavior, home range, predators, disease, migratory areas, what effect the reintroduced animals will have on the ecosystem. Social, economic and legal requirements, long-term commitment of financial and political support. After the conservation translocations has taken place, monitor how well all animals are doing directly or indirectly, and also to evaluate the success of the reintroduction and technique used.